flood control channels encase the Los Angeles River. It is dry for most of the year, but springs to life forcefully when the winter rains begin. Each April, as the waters subside, volunteers like Sagita Saliklis clean up all the trash caught in the vegetation during the previous winter.
That's probably 99% plastic bags. The rest is cans or plastic cups.
Larger items find their way here as well, says cleanup volunteer Julie Colomez.
Hoses, bike parts, mattresses, clothes. I got a couple of jeans. So it's a lot of stuff. I'm glad it's getting cleaned.
The wildlife is coming back, says California State Senator Kevin De Leon, who supports the revitalization effort.
You see the beautiful birds that are on this river, and it's like they're not waiting for any politicians, either at the local, state, or federal level. Nature is busting through this concrete.
The elements of this river form a watershed that naturally purifies the water, says Melanie Winter of the environmental group The River Project.
Soil matrix, plants, those all do a good job of helping to clean out water pollution. So the benefits go on and on and on.
The L.A. River cleanup is part of a national effort to beautify America. Paul Roche is the local coordinator.
Throughout the country, there are thousands of volunteers that are coming out and participating in community cleanup and beautification programs.
This day of service in Los Angeles brings people together around the river, says the founder of the group Friends of the Los Angeles River, Lewis McAdams.
And instead of being a divider of the city, it becomes a gathering place. And like the old gospel song goes, we'll meet you down by the river.
These volunteers hope to make the 80-kilometer urban waterway an important part of the Los Angeles landscape, as it was in the city's early days 2 centuries ago. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.